The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Planet Gridiron, where football lives. With your host, Damian Anderson.
Welcome to Planet Gridiron. This is your host, Roland Hill. Damien's off doing some things, doing some great things. I think a lot of you guys will be proud of him once you find out what he's doing. I'm not going to tell you what he's doing. I'm going to wait till he gets back, and he will tell you what he's doing, and I think you guys are going to be surprised and proud. We've got Dave Lockhart with me, and and also we got Ira Hill. Ira's playing hooky. Now, he's not really playing hooky, but I thought he'd learn more down here at the studio than sitting in a classroom today for 2 hours. Had a late start today, so we brought him down. We got a lot to talk about today on the show. A lot going on. Dave, where do we start? We've got, first I got to say, I got to send out the show's condolences, my condolences to Merlin Olsen's family.
Yeah, it seems like he passed this past, what was it, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Apparently he was battling some mesothelioma, one of these.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, new version cancers, and unfortunately.
They just keep getting new names, huh?
Absolutely.
They find it in new places.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He passed away, so hopefully he's, one, no longer suffering, and the family, again, our condolences.
Right, right. What an amazing football career.
Absolutely.
Acting career. 16 years in the NFL.
14 years All-Pro, 11 straight, I believe it was, Pro Bowl.
And probably didn't make a dime. Didn't make any money.
Made most money. I bet he made more money acting.
Oh, I know he did. I know he did. He made a lot of more money acting than.
And I believe he went into FTD, man, with
the
flowers.
Yeah, right.
I bet you he made a great deal of money.
Little House
that.
On the Prairie.
Yes, Father Murphy was his own spinoff.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was the lead character in that one. So you know, it seemed that he was successful in whatever he did.
Yeah. And he was also an academic All-American, I believe.
Utah State, I believe he went to, and academic, as you said, All-American. And it explains why he was so successful. Not only was he physically gifted, but also, obviously.
Not according to his junior high school coach. He told him, you need to get out of sports because you're not an athlete.
We'll see how right he was. Right?
Exactly. Kind of like Michael Jordan's coach.
Right, okay. Right.
Hey, I got a question for you. You're from the South, and I'm changing subject a little bit. Yeah. That coach that told Michael Jordan he couldn't play, is he still coaching?
If he is, he's still doing at the junior high level.
Yeah.
Well, one thing he did try to justify the cutting, if you will, of Michael Jordan was that couldn't teach height. They had someone kid that was 6'6", 6'7", so that's the kid they went with.
Oh, okay. That's sad because it happens so much in youth sports, you know. I take my kid out to play baseball or something, never played before. He needs to learn. It's little league. You know, it's youth. Oh, no, this kid can really play. We're going to play him, and your kid's going to have to sit the bench.
Right.
But we'll take your $250 for registration.
That sounds more like that club baseball as opposed to maybe like when I was growing up, we would play either at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And then in the YMCA, you had a draft. And then they sent all the kids out to disperse in the draft, and every kid got an opportunity to play. And it looks like the landscape of that has changed nowadays.
Well, you know what? My dad was a coach. I was talking to Junior Spivey yesterday about some things. And I was telling him, my dad was a coach, and he coached, man, I was in first grade, and he coached all the way through. And he played the good guys. He played the guys that could play.
Sure.
And the guys that couldn't play, they rolled the pine.
It sounds bad. I coached my oldest daughter, Mackenzie, her soccer team, when she was four. I did the same thing, and they were four.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You want to win. Put that kid in. You never know who's got it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, funny story. Here, Michael Stewart played with the he started with the Rams, come out of Fresno State, played with the Rams, and went down and played with Miami. Mike was the slowest. He was chubby. He was chubbier than I was. Couldn't play. He had a brother named Hank that could jump over a mountain. Out of all of us, out of all the guys that were starting on baseball, football, he's the only one that went pro.
That's because you never know. You just never know how to develop.
He stayed with it. Perseverance.
Correct. That eventually, or sometimes, you know, the athleticism catches up with one's desire. And generally when that occurs, people tend to be successful athletically. And apparently that's what happened there as well.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you're getting late in high school, you realize that I got to do something, and, you know, you gravitate towards something. You know, some guys, it's music. Some guys, you know, they want to play with the girls and just hang out on the quad. Some guys like getting in the weight room and just enjoy sports, enjoy the sports. Well, what about this draft coming up? But before we get to the draft, what about the free agents that are out there and what's going on in free agency now? Do you think it's overrated?
It all depends. It can be overrated if you're trying to build a championship team and you want to do it strictly through free agency. I think history tells us with free agency that's not the route to take.
Well, what do you think Chicago did last week? I mean, do you think that they...
I think, obviously, they addressed some issues that they had. They needed somebody that could put pressure on the quarterback, and they suffered definitely in the pass defense. But as we all know, if you can get pressure on the quarterback, then your back end, which is the defensive back, tends to hold up better. So what I think they did with the signing of Julius Peppers is, one, they addressed the need, but also they appeased their fan base because he was the big name. He was the hot name in free agency. Okay, so is he worth what they pay for him? Well, it all depends. And I think at the same time, Lovie Smith bought himself some additional time for to be able to turn around the franchise with the infusion.
That's a lot of money, though. A lot of money to be just throwing out there. You know, I don't say throw out there, but you know, you got the draft coming up. You got good guys in the draft. You've got other guys that are less money. But like you say, you know, it may be the marquee name that they were looking for.
Right, and you also have to bear in mind that Julius Peppers is a known commodity. You know what you're going to get with him. He's
been
to six Pro Bowls. I think he's been his eighth year now in the NFL. And I'll take – you know, I always hear this negative talk about Julius Peppers about a motor. He's not a motor guy. In other words, he doesn't play every game, every down, and give you that superior effort. But I'm also looking at the fact that the guy made six Pro Bowls in 8 years. Now, Pro Bowl voting obviously has a lot of input from a fan base. But at the same time, why is Julius Peppers known? Because he makes plays.
Right, right.
And fans also watch football, okay? If he wasn't making plays, he wouldn't be going to the Pro Bowl either.
Exactly, and it's like this, you know, as a fan, I can say, you know, put Matt Leinart in. But I don't know his numbers. I don't know what he can do. I didn't see him in practice. I didn't see him dump those passes in practice, you know?
Right.
Those guys are there. That's what they get paid the money for, to know what these players can do, you know?
Agreed.
They watch them every day, you know? They know who should start.
And you look at what Chicago. Chicago went against the grain, if you will, their history. They are not known for offering huge free agent contracts or even signing their own.
Times are changing. Look at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are just sitting, twiddling their thumbs. Just waiting to see what comes along.
You know? I think they made some smart moves, though. I like actually Kerry Rhodes. And, in fact, I don't see a drop-off because they let Antoine Roe go and Kerry Rhodes go. And now, excuse me, now takes the place of Antoine Roe. Antoine Roe, let's not forget, he started out initially as what? Cornerback.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I saw it then. When he came in, it was my belief, not that I'm this great expert here, but when I saw him, I thought he was more suited for safety than he was a cornerback in the NFL, okay, because of just his package that he brought. And he made plays, yes.
But he's a baller, man. That cat, he can play some football.
He makes plays. He shows up. I think he had 12 interceptions over the course of the past 3 years, and he obviously has a nose for the end zone. But when I think of Antoine Roe, candidly, I don't see him as a top five safety or top 10 safety in the NFL.
I see Antrell as someone that can play. He can start you every game as long as he's healthy, and he'll play a long time in the league, and he got his money, and he'll retire from the league. Unless something miraculous happens, I really don't see him. He's not a Hall of Fame player.
No, I don't see him as that.
He's a great guy and a good player, and that's no knock on him, you know, and his ability.
Sure.
You know, but I think he's just a great player, but not that – you know, that standout.
He's a good player.
Right.
That's all. I look at him as a good player. And when I look at Kerry Rhodes, I see not much of a drop-off. You know, he came in ever since he was drafted, and I believe he's been in now about 4 years. And if you can believe this, I actually forget or it escapes me what college he went to. But nonetheless, he started ever since.
You don't know what college he went
not
to?
Off the
oh,
top.
My
I cannot
goodness. Okay.
But, yeah, Kerry Rhodes has done extremely well in the defense that they have, and with the New York Jets. Now, much has been made of the fact that he wasn't necessarily a Rex Ryan guy, and Rex Ryan benched him for a couple of weeks throughout the season. But
yeah, I think his complaint was that Rex just kind of gave the keys to the defensive guys and just said, "Take drive the bus," and you know he didn't like that. You
correct,
know?
He did not.
And then they also said that he was more focused on doing other things, you know, acting, modeling, things like that.
Sure.
But hey, you know, you're in the game, focus on the game, but at the same time, hey, you can get hit and be out tomorrow.
Well, I remember when I was in college at University of Arizona, got to give a shout-out to my Wildcats. But nonetheless, when I was in college, actually, they brought in Gale Sayers. Uh-huh. And so we actually got a chance to meet him and speak to us before we went to practice. And one thing that stuck in my mind that he said was, prepare to quit. You should always bear in mind and be preparing for the day that the air goes out of the ball and you no longer can do this anymore, this being football, obviously.
Right, right.
So Kerry Rhodes seems to be addressing those issues now. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong
Agreed.
With it. And I think a lot of maybe the, you know, the talkers or the people that are complaining are the guys that are jealous, you know?
Yep, or
you
don't know. Have the ability to prepare
exactly.
as he has done.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that he's shown up on film. He's shown up every Sunday. There doesn't seem to be any negative discussions with respect to Kerry Rhodes with teammates mm-hmm. or throughout the league.
Or off-field incidences.
You don't
right.
have any off-field incidents or problems with him.
Right.
And I think he's going to be a nice addition, great tandem with he and Adrian Wilson in the back end of our defense this year.
Right, and Adrian Wilson's kind of like the guy that he played with there in New York.
Right. So yeah,
he'll fit in real nice, and I think you're right. There's not much of a difference. We'll see that same strong backfield next year or coming up here in the fall. I think they have some other issues to address.
Definitely so. Quarterback. They have to address quarterback issue. Maybe not necessarily starting quarterback, but that's also subject to change. It's more or less a stay tuned situation.
Exactly.
Because we all believe and we all know that Matt Leinart, it's his position to lose. But you can also listen to Coach Wisenhunt, and he's stating right now, I'm not just going to just give him this job.
He ain't giving nobody nothing. Nothing.
No.
Competition is good.
Competition
is good.
And he definitely believes that, and that he says that about all the positions. Now, granted, nobody's beating Larry Fitzgerald out.
You never know. You never know. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about what the Cardinals should do to address their quarterback position as well as linebacker position. So stay tuned. Keep it there. We'll be back in 90.
To the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Welcome back here to Planet Gridiron. This is Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson. He's off on assignment today, or doing assignments. I told you I wasn't going to tell you what he's doing, huh? But anyway, I'm sitting here with David Lockhart and Ira Hill. Ira got the day off school. He come in to help us out on the show today. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Cardinals and what the Cardinals, some of the issues they need to address here coming up here in the offseason. And one of them is quarterback,
yep,
as well as linebacker.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I think they're pretty well set at running backs, but quarterback. You were saying that, like Wisenhunt said, he wasn't going to just give the job to Matt
right.
Leinart.
Right. Yeah. I think what Wisenhunt is trying to establish a delicate balance, and what I mean by that is that he needs to bring someone in, obviously, that can play if Matt Leinart doesn't work out. But at the same time, you need to bring in someone who doesn't necessarily threaten Matt Leinart, because Matt Leinart has shown to, at least for the brief amount of time that he has been as a starter, is that he performs better when he knows that the job is his.
So bringing in DeLome would be a big mistake.
Well, DeLome, would it be? I don't know, because I don't think he's a starter anymore anyway.
Really?
No, I don't find Jake DeLome to be a starter. Would you take Jake DeLome as your starter?
They said the same thing about Kirk.
Yeah, they did say that, but he's not Kurt Warner.
I think Kurt came here to back up.
He came here to back up, at least everybody thought that, but at least not in his mind, Kurt Warner.
Not in DeLome's mind either.
Well, here's the difference, though, also. Unless we are unaware, there were some injury problems as well that Kurt Warner was dealing with in terms of rehabilitation. Remember, he had the hand, the thumb injuries.
Right, right.
So he was having a difficult time in a situation holding on to the football.
Right.
So he had
the gloves.
The gloves, right.
Uh-huh.
They have assisted him greatly. That doesn't seem to be the problem with Jake DeLome. Jake DeLome has never been the passer that Kurt Warner was or is. What it appears to be.
But has he ever played that this offense that Wisenhunt plays?
Well,
has he ever had the opportunity?
Well, he did. If you go back to look at him when he was at college.
And could he sling the ball back then?
Well, it was a spread, wide-open type of offense where he was throwing the football, but not with the accuracy that you saw with Kurt Warner.
Okay.
No. Uh-huh. Now, he's been successful in situations where you have an offense that says, quarterback, don't hurt us. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did with North Carolina. I mean, with the Carolina Panthers,
when he
was there. The year they went to the Super Bowl, the years that I think he did two Pro Bowls there. That's
right.
What he was doing. It was balanced off with a good running game, which should have been to his benefit this year. I mean, he's got a great running back tandem in which you look at D'Angelo Williams, and then you also have, John Stewart out of Oregon.
Right.
That's a great team in terms of a running tandem. The problem he has is he just throws interceptions, so he now, in my mind, lacks confidence. Kurt Warner never lacked confidence.
Confidence or accuracy?
Well, he never was that accurate to begin with.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have great receivers, Steve Smith is a great receiver. He just happens to be small.
Right.
And Musim Muhammad is a big target. So what you do there is throw it into the area of vicinity of, and then that person makes the catch for you. He could enjoy some of that maybe because you have Larry Fitzgerald here.
Well, Larry jumps in the air. He can catch the ball.
He'll catch anything around.
Yeah.
Him, okay.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is just Jake DeLome, forget it.
He's okay. DeLome's out. Sean Hill,
I think he could fit in our offense, because what you see with Sean Hill, journeyman type of, or yeoman type effort, what you see with him.
Right.
Nothing spectacular. but he normally won't harm you. What got him in trouble this year, this past year in San Francisco, is he began to turn the ball over. Now, why did that happen? I think because he doesn't have weapons. You don't have a problem here with that.
Right,
because you're
going
to have Earl Doucette, you're going to have Steve Breast, and then, of course, you have Larry Fitzgerald, who will cure a multitude of sins.
Exactly.
And you balance that off with a tandem running game that we have with Hightower, who can catch the ball very well out of the backfield.
Right.
And now we have Beanie Wells, who's now beginning to take some of those carries away and carrying the football.
Second year coming back with a little confidence. Yeah.
You're going to have balance now. It's no balance. You don't even have an identity over there in San Francisco. You're trying to figure out what are they trying to do.
Exactly. Rebuild. Now, do you think if he were to come here, do you think they would give him number 13? Do you think they'd give him, you think they'd give him that jersey?
I think right now, hands off that number right now.
You think so?
I think hands off of that number. Because you're looking at Hall of Famer. I waffle back and forth on this. I would have no problem with Kurt Warner, though, going into the NFL. If you look at what he's done, statistically, he doesn't have the 40,000 yards or what have you, but his numbers are definitely comparable in terms of yardage with Staubach. He's certainly in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
His success in the playoffs, undisputed. I think he won 9 of 13 games, something along those
lines. You know, there have been some great quarterbacks in the league over the years since the inception of the NFL.
Sure.
Okay. How many of them that we know their names, they're household names,
mm-hmm.
never made it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Never, you know, they may have gone to the Pro Bowl, but not Kurt Warner. I mean, this guy comes from nowhere and takes a team to the Super Bowl and does it again and
sure.
then comes here, you know. He's backing up Eli in New York, you know, and then he comes here and he's supposed to be the backup and he takes his job.
Correct.
Kirk took his job. He made room for himself.
He did. And in fact, he forced Wisenhunt to go against everything he normally does, which is a balanced running game, and say, this is what we have.
Right.
And that, to me, that's a mark, by the way, of a good coach.
Yeah.
It's not to force a system upon a group of players. It's to determine, this is what I have, and now let's fashion a system around the players that
I have so
we're successful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, who was perfect? Bum Phillips said that about Don Shula. He said he can take yourn and beat yours, and he can take your
and beat yours. Exactly.
So
yeah.
And that's what Wisenhunt did. And kudos to them for locking him up. But look, going into another position that I think the Cardinals need to address is obviously linebacker.
Right, right.
Okay? And I believe they've begun to address those issues. Obviously, they lost Carlos Dansby. And I don't think, you know, there's much to be said about matching of contracts and things of that nature. I don't think the Cardinals were going to match the contract that the Dolphins were offering to him.
Right.
They may have even, in fact, overpaid. But to be honest, he was a prize catch in terms of inside or middle linebackers in the free agent market.
Right.
And the Dolphins reeled him in. He has a nice contract. Kudos to him. I think
that nice little pun.
Yeah.
They reeled him in. Yeah. Dolphins reeled him in.
They reeled him in. So now we have a vacancy clearly at the middle linebacker position, but we've had Larry Foote in. You know, he played under a 1-year contract this past year with the Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
And we've also had
Joey Porter. Yeah, yeah.
To come in. And now I actually heard Foote indicate that, hey, I have a few people looking at me, even Pittsburgh, who released him and then he went to Detroit, and saying that they are offering and want him back. But he says, I want to be a Cardinal.
I think a lot of players want to play here in Arizona,
sure.
not only because we've been winners the last few years, but it's a beautiful place to live here in Phoenix.
Absolutely.
The weather's great. I don't know about July and August and all that, but, you know, the rest of the time, I think I could take a couple of months of heat and not deal with the snow. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, the standard of living here is great, and the quality of life here is great.
Right.
You know, I've been here now for over 20-plus years myself.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and I grew up in the South, and I've enjoyed Arizona. Can't envision necessarily moving unless some great opportunity happened to come out of nowhere or materialize for me and my family. We're here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the schools are pretty good schools.
How many people is in the school where your kids go? How many kids are there?
You know what? That's a
20?
Good, maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe about that 20
really?
Per class.
You live way out the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, Michael Vick got an award.
Courage Award, right?
Courage Award. And yeah. and you get the award, your teammates vote on you.
Okay.
And they bestow this award on you. You go to the dinner, and there's 32 guys in the league that get this award. Courage Award.
Hmm.
Lots of protesters outside. I think they need to leave Mike alone.
I think they do, too. I think he's still in the rehabilitation process, not only of himself and his character, and he seems to have been now a model citizen. I think he understands that in America you do get second chances, but you can't squander your second chances. And he's
that's what we were all made of. I mean, that's where, you know, we came. Well, we there were people came, not us. We didn't come here for a second chance, but America was built on a second chance. You know,
yep.
We got to came here willingly. You know,
sure. On that nice cruise we took,
exactly.
To Passage.
Yeah, as they chained us down so we wouldn't fall off the boat. Yeah, gave us jobs once we got here.
Absolutely. Just, what do you complain? And board. Room,
yeah,
board.
Yeah, and all the poke you can eat. Poke salad, I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway. But I think Michael has shown a lot of character.
Mm-hmm. I would not disagree with that. What do people want from him? People who continue to bash him, people who continue to pick it against him, things of that nature, they're always going to have, in my mind, negative comments and negative feelings toward him because of what he has done.
Right.
Okay? So they're not offering to him or welcoming the rehabilitation process for him.
Right.
It's almost as if they want to see him fail.
Exactly.
And again, we all...
There's a saying in Spanish, you know, I'll translate it. It says, you know, everybody wants to make wood out of a fallen tree. You know, they want to... A tree falls, they want to chop it up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he fell and, you know... Whatever he did, he admitted to it. He did his time. You know, he paid his debt to society. So now, you know what?
He's allowed to move on.
Exactly.
He is allowed to move on, and he should be allowed to move on.
Right, right.
As long as he is a contributing member to the community, contributing member to society.
Exactly.
Why should we want to see him continue to fail? Why should we not want him to see him prosper?
You know, they got a law in California. It's a 3-strike law. Now, if you mess up 3 times bad, yeah, okay. We can put you away.
Sure.
But, I mean, this is a guy slips up 1 time, you know.
Right. And I can understand what people are saying. They're saying, well, really not 1 time because this happened over an extended period of time. But the fact still remains. He was punished for that.
Well, wait a minute now. You're a lawyer. Okay, I go out. I rob a bank.
Right.
Okay? And I rob another bank. And I rob another bank. Okay? And then I steal a car. And then I crash a car. And I do some other stuff. By the time we get to court, they done thrown out half of the charges. And I'm being charged with 1 bank robbery.
Well, right. I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying, but this started with him when he was a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? I grew up in the South. I won't continue to talk about that in my Southern roots. Now, although I didn't participate in dogfighting, it's prevalent. Okay.
Yeah.
And indefinitely in smaller cities throughout the South.
Towns.
Very prevalent. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's not to condone it. It's just that you grow up in
that
environment.
It's kind of like chicken fighting, rooster fighting. Yeah.
You become callous to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just what you do.
It's what you do, and you don't bear in mind that this may be illegal or the punishment that's inflicted upon is still a living, a breathing being.
Exactly.
And that's not to make an excuse.
Well, let's say the same thing about football. You go out there on Sunday, you're trying to knock someone's block off.
Correct. You're committing crimes, technically.
Right.
If you remove the environment of football in an arena,
yeah.
What that is assault.
Exactly.
Assault behavior.
Exactly. Courtney, you there?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Courtney. How are you?
Good.
You working out over there?
I actually just got done.
You had a 12 o'clock class?
Got a 12 o'clock class. Got it in, and it is Friday.
It's Friday. Hey, Courtney, we're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds. Can you hang around a bit?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to break here on Voice America Sports Planet Gridiron. Coming back, we're going to talk to Courtney from CATS, Competitive Athlete Training Zone. Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, sitting in for Damian Anderson, Planet Gridiron Sports.
To the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Sports with your host, Roland Hill, sitting in for Damian Anderson here with Dave Lockhart, talking a little sports and trades and free agency and the draft and everything. Right now, we've got Courtney on the line. Courtney, you there? Courtney's not back yet. Courtney had to go do something. We'll get her back. We're going to talk about the fitness challenge over at Katz. Courtney, is that you?
This is me. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Courtney?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Everyone's doing wonderful over here. I called you to come on the show because this is coming up on my eighth week, and that's where you challenged me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you know, this morning, okay, I got on the scale, and I think I'm 2 pounds over my goal.
Okay, the readjusted goal?
Hang on a second. No, not the readjusted goal, but the goal that we started at, the initial goal. And that was 190, and I weighed in at 192 this morning. But I don't weigh in until next Monday anyway, so
exactly,
I have some workout time to get in. But, you know, I really, really want to thank you guys over there at Katz for the tremendous job that you guys do with everyone that comes in there, from adults to the kids that come in, or the young adults. And what you did with me, I feel so much better. I can move better. I can sleep at night. There are things. The only thing, though, I catch too many damn colds.
so that's my fault.
Well, I don't say it's your fault. It may be my body readjusting or something, but I want to thank you guys, and you know, I'll continue to show up over there as long as you guys will have me over there. It's a great thing, and for you guys that are listening that live here in Arizona, you really need to get over there and get your workout on with them.
Absolutely, and you know, Roland, when I came in there and we sat there face-to-face and challenged you, I wasn't sure if you were going to make it, but you know, you've come in, you've done your workouts, you followed the diet, and that's, you know, that's all it takes, and you've done awesome. It's been great to go through the process with you.
That's what it's all about, and like I said, I thank you guys so much, and you guys got a, you have a facility in Chandler as well as Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And you got B. Clark over there in Chandler. Boy, that guy's a slave driver. That guy's something else.
He's definitely got a reputation.
You know, he looked at me the other day and he started laughing. He says, "This ain't like over in Scottsdale, is it?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, it's a bigger space over there. You don't have as much time to recover here. You got to get right after it." I'm like, "Yeah, I never thought about that."
Yep.
But we had a couple of your items. I think we had a fitness challenge or a 30-day membership, I think, in the Matt Kemp Annie Up for Autism event last Saturday night, and they went really well, really well.
Good.
The people went crazy over them. Actually, I sold one, and I had Coco Crisp, a baseball player with the A's.
Uh-huh.
He bought it. And then there was a couple that was the backup bidder that I believe they have four or five boys that they'll be sending over. I gave them one, and they'll be sending their five boys over to Katz in Scottsdale.
Awesome. That's great to hear. So is Coco Chris coming in here?
I don't know if he's going to. He'd probably have to take off and go play somewhere, but he'll probably give it to someone if he doesn't show up himself. He seems to be in fairly good shape. Now, Courtney, tell us a little bit about who you guys train over there. I see all the pictures and stuff on the walls, you know, from the U.S. Olympics and pro football players, basketball players. Who are some of the people you've trained there?
Oh, gosh, so you want me to name drop, like, Damian Anderson, something like that?
Yeah, Damian Anderson trains there.
You know, we worked with a lot of people because Cats is a franchise, so we've got locations all over the country. We worked with Olympic volleyball players, some soccer players, professional soccer players. Recently, we were training the Rattlers, a couple guys off of there that you've seen probably here and there in the NFL.
Now, the other day, not to cut you off, the other day I was in there getting ready to work out, and I saw the LA Galaxy, the soccer team, in there.
Yeah, they happened to be in town, and they asked to use our facility, so they stopped in. They train up at the Cats in Pasadena. So
okay. So you have some pretty notable clients. So
absolutely.
I mean, it's for real. Cats is for real.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Courtney, Dave Lockhart here. I'm kind of co-hosting here with Roland. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. A couple of quick questions here. I was interested in how do you go about putting a program together for a prospective client?
So what we do is we evaluate the needs of the client. We've got a huge variety from youth athletes all the way to professional athletes and then your average Joe off the street. So we're going to evaluate
That's
your
me.
Needs.
Okay.
That's
your average Roland off the street. And then we both, you know, we start a prehabilitative state, so we want to address issues before they come up, and then we want to address fitness level. We do strength and conditioning. You know that the needs of every person are going to be a little bit different, but we can address those in a group. Everybody's got goes through this kind of similar workout.
Okay. And let me interrupt you there. How long are the programs? Like you hear a lot of these, only 30 minutes a day type of deal, or what are the programs like that you all designed? Or again, is that depending upon the needs of the client?
Absolutely. You know, we've got people who are trying to lose weight. They come in 5 days a week. You know, I think they're crazy, but they do it 5 days a week.
Okay.
We've got people who come in average about 2 to 3 times a week. The session's an hour long. We do.
Is it a combination of like strength training and mixed in with cardio or something along those
lines? Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The idea is to get your heart rate up, get you moving, get you sweating, and then train the body in a fatigue state, which is very similar to how athletes train on the field. You're only fresh at the beginning of the game. So that's how we train everybody that comes through the door.
Now, as you know, when I came in, and I've seen some other folks come in and get started there, you guys go through a process where you do the weigh in, and you do the BMI, and you do the the consultation, and you talk to the client, and then you throw them out there. Is that something that you guys have found to be effective as far as retaining clients?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people have a gym membership, right? What does that do for them? Not a whole lot, because they can come and go as they please, but what is different about what we do is we take these measurements, and then each week we hold you accountable. And if you don't show up or if you're not meeting your goals, we'll sit down and we'll evaluate what's going on. You know, there's a lot of different issues that people go through in life, whether it's physical, emotional, you know, so those are things that we address every week with our clients. And, you know, this isn't just your gym with thousands of people where you get lost.
Right. And the other thing that I noticed over there at Cats in Scottsdale, as well as Chandler, since I visited that facility, is that it's everyone. You know, some people think that, you know, I can't go work out, I'm out of shape, or I'm this, or I'm that. You get all different types of people in there, you know, and some people may be way overweight or really in shape, and you put them all together, and the people that are in tip-top shape, that just doing everything and finishing before anyone else, they encourage the other people. They sit there and they clap for them, and they encourage them. And one of the nice things that I've got to say about you, Courtney, was when we were working out with my son, Ira, and I was encouraging him, or I was on him as a dad, you know, saying, come on, you know, lift those weights or something like that. And she stopped and she says, he's shown a lot of improvement. You know, his coordination is there. You know, so yeah. It's an encouraging environment. It's not a beat you over the head, you know, get and do it, you know, not a drill sergeant, you know, type of thing. Yeah. So you
Absolutely.
Guys, really cool over there. So if you're here in Arizona and you're looking for a place to work out or get in shape, you check out Cats. Courtney, what's the website?
The website is www.catsports.com.
Is that cats with a Z or with an S?
C-A-T-Z for zone.
Okay.
And we've got another fitness challenge starting up here April 5th in Scottsdale.
April 3rd?
April 5th
in Scottsdale, fitness challenge. All right. If you're looking to get into a challenge or lose some weight or get in shape, check them out online there. Give us the phone number over there, would you please?
Absolutely. The phone number here in Scottsdale is 480-607-5400.
Okay. And the facility that's in Chandler, is that franchise, meaning independent, or is it joined, or is there some connection with Scottsdale?
It's definitely connected. We all work together as a team, so, you know, I could go and coach down in Chandler tomorrow, just surprise you guys in Chandler. And B. Clark came up here the other Saturday, so we're very much integrated between the two facilities.
Yeah.
Funny,
yeah.
I just got a text from my secretary, Mireya. She indicates she wants to do the challenge. So
let's go.
Yeah,
all
come
right.
on, Mireya. But a great place to work out, guys. Great place. Thank you, Courtney. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roland. You look great. Keep it up.
Thank you. I look great because of you.
Awesome.
All right, and we'll see you on Monday. Hey, is there a class tomorrow somewhere?
There is a class at both locations. We've got one up here at 9 a.m. and in Chandler at 8 a.m.
8 o'clock in Chandler. Hey, well, anyway, it's right by my house. I thought it was further away. Thank you, Courtney from CAT. Say hello to B. Lee and B. Clark, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Get my workout on.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, Court.
Good talking Bye. With you, Courtney.
That was Courtney from CATS Competitive Athletes Training Zone, where they're doing their thing over there, getting people in shape and losing weight and all kinds of stuff. Dave, you ought to check that out.
You know what? I am interested in doing something a little bit different than just going to the gym. So maybe the wife and I and perhaps my staff, my secretary,
I'll tell
and all
you
of
what,
us can
man,
go.
It is so simple. It is for me, it was 3 hours a week, an hour on Monday, an hour on Wednesday, an hour on Friday.
Okay.
And you just go in there and you work out for an hour, and simple enough.
Well, they obviously are giving you some type of maintenance program, at least with nutrition outside of that workout or the gym, correct?
Right, yeah. They put me on a little diet, you know, cut the carbs out and things like that, and they, you know, what I can have and what I can't have. Yeah. But speaking of fitness, excuse me, as we were talking about fitness, Dion, do you have that clip from Bob Davis? Why don't you go ahead?
Bob Davis here again with the Football Conditioning Minute. We're going to work on a drill today called forward two, back one, into the sprint. It's a great drill for increasing your power, agility, body control, and speed all in one. You're going to need four cones for this drill. They're going to be spaced about 18 inches apart, one right in front of another, a straight line. You're going to stand behind the last cone. On the go command, you're going to jump as high as you can over the first cone, over the second cone. Then you're going to go backwards, one, then go forward two, backward one, forward two. As you get over that last cone, your feet are apart into a staggered sprint. Lean forward. Don't bend over. Lean forward, eyes straight ahead. As soon as you make contact with the feet apart, move into a hard sprint for 10 yards. This drill is great to work on out in the backyard, out of the practice field, doesn't matter. But done on a consistent basis and eyes on your target, when you're jumping over the cones, your target is actually the cone, so you're looking down at your feet, making sure that you're not zigzag as you're moving around, but in a straight line. As soon as you make contact, you're making the movement explode as high as possible using the feet and the calves. Don't jump with your thighs. To see this video, head on over to planetgridiron.com, select the knowledge page, head on down to Strength of America's button, look for the video. Right in that site, you're going to see it. Play it as often as you like, or head to strengthofamerica.us, hit our football training corner page, and get all the updated information. Remember, train hard, but even more importantly, train smart.
a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron here on Voice America Sports. I'm Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson today. Got Dave Lockhart here with me, co-hosting the show today. We just talked to Courtney from CATS, Competitive Athlete Training Zone, about the fitness challenge that's coming up April 5th. And we've already got some texts and emails, people who want to join it. People are going to get in. So check out their website, get signed up, give them a call over there. But one thing I'd like to add to CATS about CATS is that my son Ira is 13. He's been going over there, and his coordination is a lot better, and he's looking fit, and he's got a little muscle now, huh? He's got a little muscle. Anyway, moving on with the show here, Torrey Hunter, center fielder for the Angels, made some comments the other day. A lot of people start jumping on him about the comments he made, and I kind of feel like the comments that he made are true. I think that what he's saying is, you know, we got this. The MLB has this inner city program. Where are the players? Where are they going?
Well, they're not ending up at least in the major leagues.
No.
We know that much because we've seen a precipitous drop in the major leaguers in terms of African-American participation. There once was a league all-time high of around, I want to say, 28%. This year there is 10%, which is considered a jump compared to the last 2 years, which is 8%.
Right.
So, and the comments that you're referring to is the use of the word imposter. That Torrey Hunter used in an interview when referred to Latin American players. Many people might not know this, and I know this is not necessarily a history show, but the majority of the slaves, or if you will, Africans that were transported from the mother country did not come over to the United States. They were dropped off more in the Caribbean islands, which
right.
would have been the Dominican.
Which was what's called conditioning.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So you have a fair number of Dominicans, such as everybody's saying it, Vladimir Guerrero. He appears black when you look at him. Okay.
Well, he is.
Yeah. Yes. He is of African descent.
Right.
He is. And a fair amount of Dominicans are of African descent or they look like African Americans to a large degree.
Right.
Okay. And what he was saying is that there culturally are differences between African Americans.
Right.
So
yeah.
It actually is true. The problem that, or what has caused the problem, is just use of the word imposter as though it carries some negative connotation. And I'm not so certain that it does. It might not have been used necessarily correctly, even by Mr. Hunter's own admissions.
Right.
But nonetheless, I don't think imposter in and of itself is a negative connotation or speaks to whether or not Torrey Hunter's racist.
Well, I got to tell you this. I know Torrey personally, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And here's a guy that would give you the shirt off his back if he had to. You know, he's involved in many, many fundraising, charitable organizations, and raising money for different organizations, putting together baseball programs in the inner city. But where are the blacks in professional baseball?
Well, they're not playing baseball, so now we need to ask the question why. Okay, you just spoke of the grassroots movement of Major League Baseball trying to go to these inner cities and exposing kids to baseball.
Right.
And there was a discussion on the Dan Patrick Show. I was listening to it, and I couldn't agree with more what he said. Baseball for most kids in general, and I'll be honest, black kids, is boring. We now have our children growing up in a now. I want it now.
I guess, man, because I loved baseball when I was growing up, man. That was my pastime, was baseball.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll be 40 this year, and I played baseball. I didn't love baseball, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
And I would agree with you. I did not love baseball. And, you know, I was always outside.
I remember playing third base with a catcher's glove. And I'm left-handed.
You know, I always remember going out in the street, playing baseball.
Right.
You know, the baseball in and of itself, one, takes a lot of kids to play it. If you want to do two teams, you're going to need at least 18.
Right,
okay?
Right.
That's the first thing. Second, like I said, it's boring to a lot of kids. They perceive it as being boring. And now we're growing up in a society where you got video games. When I was growing up, man, you know, Atari finally was the first.
Yeah, we didn't have Atari.
Right. Well, see, now you're dating yourself.
Yeah.
Atari, the 2600, you know, was something that we played, okay? And even though we had Atari, we still would go outside. And what you also find out nowadays, you know, if you don't have these grassroots movements, baseball is also expensive. Because especially if you're going to go play it in clubs.
If you live here.
If you play here.
It didn't cost us nothing to play baseball.
I was talking to Damian, and we both were laughing about Drake playing baseball. When he found out what the Arizona Cheetahs, the track team that they have in Chandler area, cost compared to what he was paying for baseball, hurry up. I'm glad this young man wants to run track.
Exactly.
Okay, because this is extremely expensive. So inner city, expensive. Doesn't match, does it?
No, okay. Not at all.
And then if you think of it this way, okay.
Well, the club ball here ain't inner city.
It's not.
It's not. If you can afford it, you can play it.
True. Now, let's talk about the black population here in the state of Arizona.
Okay.
Don't you think that may be a problem as well?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe?
Maybe.
And then
yeah, but
honest.
Wait a minute. Let's take a high school here. You know, you look at the football team, you know, 80% black. Look at the baseball team.
Okay, and you can look at that. I'm not sure I've seen too many schools beyond Carl Hayden and South Mountain, though, to have 80% black. But nonetheless.
On the football team.
On the football team.
Okay, all right.
Outside of that.
All right.
Those two schools. Okay. Think of it this way, too. A lot of times in the inner city, what do they find as the vehicle out of poverty? Sports.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's talk about baseball. Well, generally, you can go to college. Or if not, good enough, you get drafted out of high school. Okay. Then after you get drafted out of high school, you got to go through the...
You know what? I'm going to cut you off there because there's some statistics that show that I want to say in baseball, out of how many ever are in baseball, there are no degrees. Not many of these guys have degrees.
No.
In football, out of 800 of the people that are in football, 36 have degrees. Isn't that incredible?
It's totally incredible. And by the way, nobody seems to target or talk that much about how baseball players, and I'll be honest, candidly, most of them are white in college.
Yeah.
Talks about how they don't earn degrees.
Right, right.
Nobody seems to have much to say about that. I remember when I was at the University of Arizona, and we would watch, or I just happened to pay attention, I would say, the people that missed class more than anybody out of the athletic department was the baseball team.
Really?
Right. Think about it. They play generally three game sets, and they play a lot of those three game sets, off campus? At least half of them.
Right.
Okay? So how much time are you spending in a baseball season actually in class? And I used to be enrolled in some classes with baseball players.
And they were never there.
They never there.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hey, take my recorder to class with you. Yeah.
Exactly. I remember first round pitchers. Yeah, I think Scott Erickson.
Yeah.
You remember Scott Erickson, Baltimore? And,
yeah.
I went to school with him, in classes with him. Never was in class.
Really?
Because he played baseball. They're always gone all the time. But delving back into what we were talking about is, if you think about it, you got to go through maybe rookie ball, then you go to Class A, high Class A, Double A, Triple A, and then if you're lucky, maybe you make it and ascend all the way up to major leagues.
To the pros, you get that call, yeah.
Now, would you rather do that, or would you rather pick up a basketball where you only have to commit 1 year of college, and then next year you're playing in the NBA?
Yeah, but only how many guys are on a basketball team?
No, that's what you're thinking, but that's not the mindset of that inner-city kid.
Exactly.
And also with football, you only need to be 3 years removed from high school in order to be drafted or draft eligible for the NFL.
To play in the NFL.
Correct.
I think that's about the end of our show here. We got 1 minute, and before we close out here, I want to remind you guys that next week, if you live here in Arizona, tune in at 12 o'clock because there's a time change in the other states. The reason we don't change, I don't know. But maybe I'll try to find out for you. But we ain't changing. We're staying. And we'll be coming on at 12 o'clock next week. Next week, it's 12 o'clock Arizona time. I'd like to say happy anniversary to the Garcias. It's going to be their 65th wedding anniversary on Sunday. You believe that? 65 years together.
That is impressive.
Actually, I think it's more. It may be more. Yeah, they're both 84, 85 years old to make it that long, huh?
Yeah, look at my parents. They made 46.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the Garcias. And today is Miss Cindy's, our writer. Miss Cindy's birthday. She is going to be, or she is, and I won't tell them, Cindy. But anyway, happy birthday to you guys. We'll see you guys all next week right here at 12 o'clock on Voice America Sports Planet Gridiron. Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson and David Lockhart saying so long.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.